Listen to it fizz.
Alka-Seltzer for headache.
Alka-Seltzer for acid indigestion.
Alka-Seltzer for cold distress.
Alka-Seltzer presents the Quiz Kids.
We're calling class to order, Quiz Kids, so listen closely. Here's your first question. Pretend you have two buckets of water, one of which is 25 degrees Fahrenheit and the other 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and you drop a silver dollar into each bucket at the same time. In which bucket will the dollar reach bottom first?
Did you get that, friends? And can you answer that question? Well, fine. Let's see if you and the youngsters here in our classroom arrive at the same conclusion. And here they are, the Quiz Kids and the chief quizzer himself, Joe Kelly.
Murphy, and hello, everyone. I'm happy to mark so many of you folks present in class this afternoon. Our Alka-Seltzer question box is full to overflowing, and as Bob suggested, I hope you'll follow right along and see how many of our questions you can answer. Let's get roll call out of the way and get busy right now. Here we go. Lonnie?
I'm Lonnie Lundy. I'm 13 years old and in the 8th grade at Lincoln School in Park Ridge, Illinois.
Ruthie?
I'm Ruthie Duskin. I'm 14 years old and in 3B at South Shore.
Joel?
I'm Joel Conlon. I'm 12 years old in 8th grade in the Volta School.
Patrick?
I am Patrick Owen Conlon. I'm 11 years old in 7th grade at Fort Dearborn School in Chicago.
And Melvin?
I'm Melvin Miles. I'm 5 years old. I'm going to kindergarten Norwood Park School.
Say, Melvin, I hear you had your first plane ride in one of the new DC-6 Delta airliners yesterday. Is that right?
Yes,
sir. You did? Were you scared?
No, not a bit.
Weren't you really?
No.
Well, you know, I thought I saw you waving at me from the plane when you got out by my house there.
I don't think we stopped anywhere.
All right. Well, let's get back to our first question from Mayor Hoffman of Detroit, Michigan. He wants you kids to pretend you have two buckets of water, one of which is 25 degrees Fahrenheit and the other 50 degrees Fahrenheit, and you drop a silver dollar into each bucket at the same time. In which bucket will the dollar reach bottom first? Now, we have four hands up, and Joel's hand was up first. All right,
Joel. Well, the freezing temperature of water is 32 degrees Fahrenheit.
So
one would be freezing, and it wouldn't even, 25 degree one would be freezing, so it wouldn't even hit bottom in that one. So it hit bottom first in the 50 degree one.
That's right. Absolutely, Joel. Uh-huh. Oh, that's fine. And now for sending in that question, Alka-Seltzer sends Mayor Hoffman of Detroit, Michigan, a fine Zenith transoceanic shortwave portable radio, the most outstanding portable on the market today. Now, that's always Alka-Seltzer's reward when the Quiz Kids answer your question correctly, friends. If they miss, Alka-Seltzer sends you a big Zenith radio phonograph combination with the new Cobra tone arm, two FM bands, the whole works. And this set is a real beauty. So why don't you try your hand at stumping these youngsters? Send your questions to Quiz Kids, Chicago. All right, here we go. Now, in reading about the forthcoming football bowl games, Mrs. Justine H. Williams of St. Louis, Missouri, notices that one of the games will be played in the salad bowl. She wonders if you Quiz Kids can make a fruit salad to put in the salad bowl from the other bowl games. Joel?
Well, you could have an orange.
Orange bowl, yes.
And top it off, you could have a little sugar.
A little sugar, oh, yes, you'd have to have a little sugar.
And for a little excitement, you might put in an alligator. I mean, their skins, it's be meat, but it might belong in there.
Well.
And also, to decorate the table, you might have a rose.
Well, I think you'll find some type of fruit called a gator.
And then you'd maybe if you smoked, you'd like to have a cigarette. There's a cigarette bowl.
A cigarette bowl. Well, we're talking about a salad. We've got to put it in the salad bowl. Ruthie?
Well, speaking of the Rose Bowl, often radishes are fixed in the shape of roses.
So they are, that's right. And, Lonnie?
Well, there's an orange grapefruit bowl, and there's a plain grapefruit bowl, and there's a tangerine bowl.
Yeah, those are all good. We'd have those in there. And, Pat?
And there's a peach bowl.
Uh-huh.
And you would have peaches, of course.
Oh, naturally, yes. Well, I guess we've got a pretty nice fruit salad all mixed up there, haven't we, for the salad bowl. Incidentally, where is the salad bowl located? Can you tell me? It's beside the point. Lonnie?
I don't know exactly, but it's someplace in the West. I'm quite sure it's either Nevada or Colorado. I'm not sure, though.
All right, Joel.
Well, I know the two teams that are playing in it are Nevada and Villanova.
Well, it's located in Phoenix, Arizona, the Salad Bowl. That was not part of the question. I just thought I'd throw that in there myself. Now, Mrs. Betty Gorse of Cleveland, Ohio, has picked out three popular songs that repeat words or phrases. She wonders if you youngsters can sing a little of each song. You must get two out of three on this one. First, what song contains the words chug, chug, chug? Joel?
Let's see. Is Chattanooga Choo Choo?
No. No, it sounds like it would have three or four chugs in there, though. Pat?
Doesn't the answer send to Peak in the Santa Fe?
No. Ruthie?
Well, there's a song I learned at camp. It goes, Little Red Caboose, chug, chug, chug. Little Red Caboose, chug, chug, chug.
Well, now, how do you like that? Yes,
sure. I don't think it'll be popular, but
I was thinking of another one. It also has this song that I think has clang, clang, clang in it. Oh, look at the hands go up now. Lonnie?
That's the trolley song. Chug, 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 went the motor. Something like that.
Yeah, all right, fine. Now, how about this next one? Have a talk, have a talk, have a talk. What song, Lonnie?
Dance with the Dolly.
I
asked her, would you like to have a talk, make some talk, like that.
That's very, very good, yes, sir. And, all right, how about the third one here now? This goes, fa-la-la, la-la-la, la-la-la. Melvin?
Well, I think that would be Deck the Halls with Boughs of Holly. Fa-la-la-la, la-la-la-la.
That's right, Melvin, absolutely right. Oh, that's a nice Christmas carol, too. Now, for this next question, I'd just like to ask you quiz kids for some advice. Mrs. Kelly and I have just been having a terrible time trying to decide whether or not to have a Christmas tree this year. You see, Joe Jr. is married, moved away, and, Mrs. Kelly and I aren't so young as we once were. It isn't so easy getting up and down a ladder to trim a tree, and one thing after another made us wonder if we ought to have a Christmas tree. Now, we always have had one. Personally, I'm in favor. What's Christmas? Well, what I mean is, can you kids help me? Help us? Ruthie?
Well, why not get somebody else to help you trim the tree?
Well, that's a good thought. Now, Joel?
Well, you say you've had it many years, and you'd sort of feel a little different without it, a little lonely. I mean, it isn't very easy to break from custom, so I think you should stick to the custom.
You think so? All right, good boy. And Lonnie?
Well, it all depends on how you feel. I think it's very nice to have a Christmas tree and keep the spirit of Christmas alive. But on the other hand, it is a job to trim it and to set it up and everything. So I don't know. Some people in your predicament would like a tree and others wouldn't. I don't exactly know what I'd do if...
Well, what do you think I should do? I mean,
well, I don't know. I think I'd almost have a tree. I think it's worth it.
Oh, you would. Uh-huh. And, Patrick?
Well, I don't think there'd be any Christmas spirit without a Christmas tree.
Yeah.
And so I also agree with Ruthie that if you could get someone to help you, it would be a fine thing.
Oh,
but if
sure.
not, that you should make a sacrifice and have a Christmas tree.
Uh-huh. I see. And Melvin?
Well, I think you and Mrs. Kelly are pretty young yet, so I think...
thank you. I hope she's listening in. All right, go ahead, Melvin.
I think you want to have a Christmas tree, and maybe, if you could get this, maybe fix one up for yourself and get a little electric trimmer. All you have to do is just maybe pick it up and then put it on the tree.
Oh,
on the tree. Then you wouldn't have to get up on ladders or anything.
Yeah,
maybe you would, but, like this, you have to work with your hands like this.
Yeah.
You just have to get one and put it on.
Oh, yes, put it like that, yeah. Well, now, kids, I'll tell you, I've really got you into something on that question, and I'm not going to let you get out of it because I want to invite all of you to come out to my house for our annual Christmas broadcast next Sunday. And since you think I ought to have a tree, I'm going to get a tree. But you kids are going to have to do the ladder work. Is it a deal? How about?
Sure.
Oh, fine. That's wonderful. We'll have a lot of fun. Now, before we take up this next question, here's Bob Murphy.
Thanks, Joe. And I want to talk to those of you folks who have never tried Alka-Seltzer for the relief of headaches. Now, the next time you have a headache or someone in your family has one, just drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water. Watch it bubble up and dissolve, and then drink it. You'll be amazed and delighted at how quickly this glass of sparkling Alka-Seltzer brings relief from the pain and distress of your headache. It's not like taking pills at all. It's so pleasant to take, so gentle and soothing, yet so fast in relieving the pain that you'll be delighted because your headache will be relieved almost before you know it. So if you're one of the few people who have never taken Alka-Seltzer for headache pain, the next time you have a headache, all we ask you to do is try it. Alka-Seltzer will do the rest. If Alka-Seltzer doesn't please you, your money will be refunded. Ask your druggist for Alka-Seltzer and try it for the amazingly fast relief of headaches or acid indigestion or the distress of colds. We know that if you will try it, you'll never be without it in your home. Because there is nothing quite like Alka-Seltzer.
Now, children, this question is from Winston Raymond Cornell of Cambridge, Massachusetts. If you asked a girl for her telephone number and she said, just dial Quincy 41559, would you think she liked you, Patrick?
Well, I certainly would not because Q wasn't on the dial phone.
That's
and you couldn't dial Q at all.
That's right, Pat. Yes, sir. Q was not on the telephone dial. Richard M. Roberts of San Diego, California, wants you to suppose that he has written these addresses on Christmas cards, but he wants you children to fill in the names of the families, and this shouldn't be too hard because the addresses suggest a product which has made each family famous, see? Now, what family does this address suggest? Number 66 Petrel Street. Joel?
Well, that'd be the Rockefellers, I think.
Well,
petroleum.
Well, now, wait a minute. We can get closer than that, I think. Ruthie?
Well, there's some kind of, I can't think of it right now, some kind of oil. It's 66. Mobile gas or mobile oil or something like that.
Wait a minute, Lonnie.
Well, there's a type of petrol which has the number 66 in it, Phillips.
Well, Ruthie was, what was that?
Phillips.
Phillips, that's the name, Phillips 66, right. How about this next address, 1847 Silver Strand, Joel?
That'd be the, 1847 Rogers.
Rogers, that's right, Rogers family, huh? And how about this next address, 5507 North Montclair, Melvin?
Well, that's our own address.
That certainly is, that's where Melvin lives. I just threw that in myself, Melvin, to see if you could tell me if you recognize your address.
Kelly, I can't say really that, you know, I'm so famous, but I could say
you
that.
You can. Oh, well, that's all right. Now, you don't have to. Yeah, that's perfectly all right. Oh, dear, he's a kid, isn't he? Friends, we are honored to have a member of the scholarship committee judging our best teacher contest here in our classroom this afternoon. And before we continue today's question session, I'd like for you all to meet him. He is professor of education and psychology and director of research in child development at the University of Michigan. He is also the author of a new book titled Child Development, soon to be published by D.C. Heath. It's my pleasure to introduce Dr. Willard C. Olson.
Thank you, Dr. Kelly, or is it Mr. Kelly? A young lady preparing to be a teacher in one of our colleges wrote as follows about her early experiences in the kindergarten. I have a soft spot in my heart for that fireplace, the doll corner, the piano, the blocks. For I went to kindergarten there 13 years ago, and my teacher was one of the most wonderful people I ever knew. You see, that is why I want to be a teacher. That letter is illustrative, Mr. Kelly, of how children everywhere recognize the contribution that a teacher gifted in personality and training has made to them. Children of all ages have written letters in connection with the Best Teacher Contest about the teacher who has helped them most. For each boy and girl, there is a best teacher, and each teacher has enthusiastic supporters. The judges have been struck by the sincerity of expression in the letters of other years, and that I'm sure that we will have the same experience in the current contest. Each teacher is notified if nominated, and many teachers have spoken to tell how pleased they were that some child had remembered them in a letter. I guess we all like to be appreciated, It helps sustain our efforts and adds to the pleasure of our work. I sense a new vigor and enthusiasm in the teaching profession. A substantially larger number of young men and women are preparing themselves for work in schools. Salaries have become more attractive. However, the need is still great and nearing the proportions of a crisis. The Best Teacher Contest has helped attract the attention of many persons to the importance of good teachers. I wish to thank and congratulate the Miles Laboratories, sponsors of the Quiz Kids program, for the interest they have shown in better schools and teachers.
Thank you, Dr. Olson. And now I'd like to take a minute or two to follow up this subject of our Best Teacher Contest. How about it, boys and girls? Have you sent in your letter nominating your favorite teacher? Well, this is the last time we can talk to you about it, because this week, on December 18th at midnight, our contest closes. Now, if you want to be eligible for one of the 553 prizes offered to boys and girls in this contest, your letter must be postmarked before that date. Yes, this is a last call, so...
Hurry, yes, hurry, all you grade and high school students. If you haven't written your letter on the subject, the teacher who has helped me most, get busy and do it right away. Your letter can be of any length. It can be written about a teacher you have now or one you have had in the past, providing that teacher is still teaching. Make it a sincere, honest letter. Write it by yourself. And at the beginning of your letter, be sure to state your name, age, school, grade, and home address, and the name and school of the teacher you write about. Then send your letter to Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest, Chicago 77, Illinois.
Yes, that's all you have to do, boys and girls. And listen, our sponsor, the Miles Laboratories, is offering a $1,000 United States security bond for the best letter, along with a wonderful 2 weeks trip. This is the fascinating Three Nations Tour conducted by the Happiness Travel Agency of Chicago, and it takes you and your mother or father to Canada, then down our beautiful West Coast into Old Mexico. But wait a minute, that's just the beginning. For the two next best letters...
The makers of Alka-Seltzer are offering two $500 United States security bonds, one for each winner. Then there are 20 prizes for the next 20 best letters.
Yes, and those are 20 Schwinn bicycles, boys and girls. Streamlined, modern as tomorrow. Oh, they are real beauties. But we still have more. For the next 30 best letters...
There are 30 handsome 17-jewel Longines Whitnor watches.
Why, say, just think how thrilled you'd be to win one of these fine watches. And say, boys and girls, for the next 500 best letters, there are 500 gold-plated Quiz Kid pins and honor certificates. It's like I've been saying right along, this year our Quiz Kid Best Teacher Contest is bigger and better than ever. And when you think that your letter might easily be the winning letter, and it would be your favorite teacher who would be selected the best teacher of 1949, well, you just can't afford to let an opportunity like this slip by. Now, can you? No, sirree. Not when you have a chance to give your favorite teacher nationwide recognition, along with $2,500 from the makers of Alka-Seltzer for a full year's study at some university or college, an appearance on our Quiz Kids program, entertainment for a full week in Chicago, and then, to top off this wonderful experience, your teacher would board a big DC-6 Delta airliner and fly to Miami Beach, Florida, for a week's stay at the McFadden Deauville Hotel. Our sponsor is offering two second-place awards for teachers, too, awards of $1,000 each. So I repeat, boys and girls, this year's Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest is an opportunity you won't want to pass up. Write your letter on the subject, the teacher who has helped me most, and send it in right away.
Yes, and remember, this is your last chance. The contest closes next Saturday at midnight. Send your letter to Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest, Chicago 77, Illinois. All letters become the property of the scholarship committee. Decision of the judges will be final. And in the case of ties, duplicate prizes will be awarded.
All right, now let's get back to questions, Quiz Kids. Here's a music question from Mrs. O.R. McNeil of Eagle Point, Oregon. Howard Peterson, our organist, will play three songs, and each one should suggest some kind of a house. Now, you kids are to tell if Santa Claus would have a hard time getting down the chimney of each of them. Now, what kind of a house is this first one?
Mm-hmm.
Lonnie?
Well, he'd have a very hard time getting on because that's just a dream house. The song is Dreams.
That's right, Lonnie. That's right. Now, let's see about this next one. Lonnie?
That's a, Oh, You Beautiful Doll. That'd be a dollhouse, and he'd also have a little trouble getting down there.
He certainly would, wouldn't he? Well, would Santa have trouble visiting this one? Ruthie?
Well, that's Oh, My Darling Clementine.
So?
And I don't think so because it's in a cavern. Oh, wait a minute. It's in a cavern. There isn't any chimney.
That's right. There wouldn't be any chimney. Uh-huh. That's correct. This question is from Mrs. Ruth Smith of Detroit, Michigan. You may have heard of the three Gorgon sisters in mythology who had snakes for hair and could turn people to stone, but today we have a fourth Gorgon that can do something they couldn't do. What is it, Patrick?
Well, it's a blimp. It's a Navy dirigible or a blimp, and it can... it's something in the form of an aerial plane, I know it is.
Well, you're warm now,
Pat.
It's
not a plane. It is a Navy, I know it's something in the order of dirigible or a blimp or something.
Well, let's see. Now, we have another hand up here. You're on the right track. Joel?
Well, it's the official name is Gorgon 4. It's a ramjet. It can't take off from the ground. It takes off from the belly. I think they take it off from the Black Widow.
That's right.
And it has to take off from a mother plane.
Yeah, because it has no power when standing still. That's right. Absolutely. We'll pull the next question out of our Alka-Seltzer question box in just a minute, class. During that minute, Bob Murphy has an important and timely topic to discuss with all our listeners.
Yes, Joe, I certainly have. And, folks, it's about these colds that seem to be going around. During the wet, slushy weather of December, old man cold can catch up with you almost before you know it. And when he does, the first thing to remember is Alka-Seltzer. Yes, take Alka-Seltzer for fast, really effective relief from much of your cold discomfort. Now, here's the way the easy Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment goes. A.
Alka-Seltzer. Take it at the first sign of a cold to ease up the headache and the feverish ache in every bone feeling of a cold.
B.
Be wise. Be sure to get more rest than usual. Watch your diet, beware of dress, and dress properly.
And C.
Comfort that sore throat caused by your cold by gargling with Alka-Seltzer. Just make a soothing gargle by dissolving 2 Alka-Seltzer tablets in a quarter glass of warm water and see how quickly this gargle can ease that raw, raspy feeling in your throat.
That's our pleasant and very effective Alka-Seltzer ABC cold comfort treatment, friends. Easy as ABC to follow. So,
when you begin to sniffle and sneeze,
start Alka-Seltzer's ABCs. Get Alka-Seltzer at any drugstore.
Now, children, here's a math question from Mrs. Richard Stone of New Orleans. This might give us some practical help in trimming that Christmas tree out at my house next Sunday when we broadcast our annual Christmas party. Suppose a tree is 6 feet in diameter at the bottom, and you want to decorate it with popcorn festoons. You plan to have 6 equal festoons, in other words, 6 scallops, around the bottom of the tree. 6 more one-third the way up from the bottom, and 6 more one-third the way down from the top. If each festoon or scallop has the length of a quarter circle between the ends, and the tree is perfectly cone-shaped, how many feet of popcorn will we need? Joel?
Well, let's see. The distance between the endpoints of festoons, that'll form a regular hexagon. So that means the distance between 2 points of festoon would be equal to radius at the bottom. This is at the bottom of everything.
Yeah.
So that'd be half of 6 or 3 feet. So now let's see, that circle, that quarter circle is part of. Let's see, there'd be an isosceles right triangle there. So the radius of that circle would be 1.5 times the square root of 2. Diameter would be 3 times the square root of 2 times pi is 22/7. That's 66/7. Over square root of 2, over 4, that's 33/14 times square root of 2, is one of those things.
Yes,
festoons. And square root of 2 is 1.414. Oh, and 14 into that is .101 times 33, that's 3.333, 3 and a third. 6 festoons at the bottom. That'll be 20 feet at the bottom. Now, geometry says that, the length of the festoons would be proportional to the way up, so the one in the middle would be 2/3 of 20, or 13 1/3, and one on top would be 1/3, or 6 2/3. 6 2/3 and 13 1/3 is 20, plus 20 more, that's 40 feet of popcorn.
What'd you say?
40 feet of popcorn.
40 feet, right, absolutely. You know, I was listening so closely to you, Joel, in figuring that out. That's really amazing that I didn't hear you give me the answer. Oh, I'm great on math. Yes, sirree. Well, let's get along now. Alberta Mayfield of Los Angeles, California, wants you quiz kids to project yourselves into the future and consider yourselves the businessmen and women of tomorrow. What qualifications do you boys think you would want your secretary to possess? And, Ruthie, what kind of a boss would you prefer? Patrick?
Well, I would want my secretary to be efficient, of course.
Yes.
And to know how to do the things, like typewrite. Oh, I forgot. She couldn't very well typewrite if this was in the future. They might have invented something by that time.
Oh, possibly, yes. Could be, yes.
So she wouldn't have to. And, I would also place a slight emphasis on looks, too.
Oh, mm-hmm. Naturally.
Just to impress the visitors, of course.
Yes. Yeah, of course. But of course. Ruthie?
Well, I think that probably the biggest thing that my boss would have is that he ought to be a big ogre who's always yelling at me, or else I'd get too distracted and wouldn't be able to do my work.
Uh-huh. And Lonnie?
Well, I think the most important thing would be a secretary who could learn to do anything that I want to teach her, and I'd like one who knows how to take shorthand and how to type, and one who likes her job.
Fine.
Of course, with me, the boss, I don't think she'd like it too well, but...
Well, that remains to be seen. And Joel?
Well, I'd like her to be efficient, good on reference, because I'm going to be a lawyer, and I'd like her to have a very good memory for isolated facts, because I'm very absent-minded on... continually forgetting things.
I see. All right. Well, fine, kids. Now, you all know what that bell means. School is over for this afternoon. But before I dismiss the class, here's an important announcement that Mother and Dad will be interested in. It's about one-a-day brand vitamins, and we'd like to ask...
Have you had your vitamins today? Are you giving your family the protection of one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for the winter months ahead? You buy winter coats and warm clothing as insurance against winter weather, but by all means, remember your wintertime vitamin insurance, too. Can you be sure that your diet is not low in vitamins? Don't take chances. Be sure. Take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsule every day this winter. Easy to take and low in cost. That large family-sized package of 120 capsules costs only $3.50. The 60-capsule package, only $2. Ask your druggist for one-a-day brand multiple vitamin capsules.
Well, quiz kids, as usual, you will each receive a $100 security bond from the makers of Alka-Seltzer to help you with your future education. But we're not scoring you today because I want you all to be on hand next Sunday out of my house to help trim that Christmas tree we were talking about. It promises to be an exciting pre-Christmas party. And now as a final reminder to all you grade and high school students listening in, our Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest closes next Saturday at midnight. So if you haven't already written your letter about your favorite teacher, be sure to do it right away and send it to Quiz Kids Best Teacher Contest, Chicago 77, Illinois. Until next Sunday, then, when we'll call class to order in the Kelly living room, this is Joe Kelly dismissing the Quiz Kid. Goodbye, kid.
Bye, Mr. Kelly.
Listen to the Quiz Kids every week and listen to Alka-Seltzer's News of the World every Monday through Friday on most of these NBC stations. This is Bob Murphy speaking. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.